The tanks boom, the jets scream, and the military men perform their tasks with grim-faced determination. The usual war game theatrics have been on display in Eastern Europe since Thursday. This is ZAPAD 2021, joint drills between Russia and Belarus that have Western neighbours nervous, despite Vladimir Putin's assurances.
These drills aren't directed against anyone, but holding them is logical, while other different alliances, for instance NATO, builds up its military forces next to the borders of the Union state.
Whatever Putin claims, NATO countries are the thinly veiled hypothetical enemy here. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko said as much when he asserted if war broke out, his country would be on the front line with Russia joining after. For many years, post-Soviet Belarus skillfully played Russia and the West off against each other, seeing what it could get out of each. But last year's disputed elections, subsequent street protests, political repression and Western sanctions have severely strained that dynamic for Belarus. Lukashenko has no remaining bridges to the West, only Putin offers support, but at the price of greater integration. 28 programs have just been approved that will form common energy and financial markets in the two countries. Lukashenko is keen to stress he's not selling his people out to save his skin.
Don't rattle with old phrases and words that we are trying to take someone over or to unite despite the will of our people. If we need a closer military, political, economic integration, we will do it immediately, as soon as we feel the demands of our people in Belarus and Russia.
But the disparity in size between Russia and Belarus's economies suggests there's an obvious junior partner.
Lukashenko would still keep, you know, quite significant autonomy domestically. He would still be politically in charge in Belarus, and he would still keep, you know, control over the key sectors of Belarusian economy. So he would still have localized autonomy, but overall, it's pretty much on Russian rules, because I cannot envisage that Belarusian rules would be adapted by Russia, an economy which is 33 times larger than Belarusian economy.
Bit by bit, policy by policy, Russia is trying to bring a sometimes reluctant Belarus back into its fold. The next four yearly ZAPAD drills happen in 2025. By then, Belarus will be further tied into Russia's orbit, whether or not its people like it. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera.